Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
And welcome to TC Live, our half-hour pregame show to get you ready for all the action from Sydney to Adelaide. It's all going out down under. First day of the new year with both men and women on the court, so will we have another huge upset at the ATP Cup? Take a look at our lineup today on Tennis Channel and TC Plus over the next 13 hours. Layla Fernandez getting an early test against Ekaterina Alexandrova. Ayla Tomjanovic in action, plus Casper Ruud taking on RBA. And Stefanos Tsitsipas is scheduled to play his first singles match of the season against Diego Schwartzman. Cannot wait for that. All the action starts at the top of the hour here on Tennis Channel. Come on in. Our studios in Santa Monica, California. It's TC Live. Steve Weissman back with Taylor Townsend. Tay-Tay on TC. The coach, Paul Anacone. Both of you all had big W's yesterday. You as a coach, and Taylor as an analyst, commentator.
Right off the bat, just going with the upset. How about that one?
Yeah, yesterday on TC Live, you said it, Taylor. Ugo Humbert had the goods to take out Daniil Medvedev.
2022 is looking up, Steve. I'm on a win.
That was fantastic. What did you see, and how was he able to execute?
I mean, honestly, Ugo Humbert, he surprised me. I mean, I haven't really watched him play a ton, but as a lefty, I'm like, he's one of the ones I'm adding into my pocket. But he's so good. I mean, the way that he was just kind of taking the racket out of Medvedev's hands, he was really using real depth through the court, was hitting flat, hard ground strokes, and was taking time away from Medvedev. And I think he knew he had to do it because that's the way Medvedev is 15 feet behind the baseline. So he knew he had to take it to him and kind of gain some of that court positioning. But, man, this guy's good.
Yeah, just so much fun to watch him play. Creates a lot of imbalance because he can come forward. He's unpredictable. You saw the beautiful little drop volley there, like our teammate right here, little mm-hmm. lefty drop volley. So, look, he's a heck of a player. I think he's one of these guys to really look out for this year. If he can keep his head together and stay healthy, he's going to be tough to deal with.
Ugo, you go, we all go. Ugo Humbert wins. And by the way, Russia still won the tie. We'll tell you how that went down. But let's start with the big battle between Team USA, Team Canada. Paul, you predicted this. John Isner out for Team USA. He was scheduled to face Denis Shapovalov, but he was replaced by Braden Schnur, and Big John took advantage.
Yeah, the good news for John is he got off to an early break, and when he gets an early break, gets to relax and just start swinging and swinging freely, you know he's going to hold serve. Got the insurance break, won that first set pretty comfortably. Schnur played better in the second set, but it's shots like this that just kept him frustrated. John with the dig half volley, covers the net, does everything he's supposed to do in the right moments. And Schnur was not sure what he could do to get John off balance because Isner got that lead. And when he gets the lead, man, he is no fun to play. And that is exactly how you seal the match if you're John Isner.
Well, yeah, he had the 10 aces, but he won nearly half of his return points. First win at the ATP Cup. So then the number ones up next. First pro meeting between Taylor Fritz and Felix Auger-Aliassime. It was a battle, especially this first set breaker.
Yeah, that's 6-4 in the tiebreak. Taylor Fritz was up 6-2 in the tiebreak. Give the Canadian some credit. He did a terrific job to keep his composure, win that first set, but tip of the cap to young Taylor Fritz right here, beginning of the second set. What was done in the first set. Kept the concentration, breaks the second return game after a heartbreaking first set, and then the confidence starts to come. Big forehands like this, hit some nice volleys, really did a good job with his composure. Had to find that balance between offense and being solid. Got the second set under his belt, and here's where it all went south for Auger-Aliassime. All of a sudden, three unforced errors, and that one was the break of serve. And Taylor Fritz did not lose his serve this entire match. He played like a veteran, even though he's 24, and that young man has made some great improvements in the last few months.
Making Coach Anacone proud. Fritz and Isner also win the doubles to complete a clean sweep for the Stars and Stripes.
2 years ago, we didn't fare as well throughout the whole event and on the first day. So to sort of flip that script for us is great. You know, it's a fantastic start. It's all about getting wins, and winning in a 3-0 fashion, as we know, is very important also. So I'm happy to do my part today, I guess.
I knew that it was obviously really important for the team and also really important for me, and I felt like that I played pretty well in the first set, but I felt like I could play even better, so I just kind of focused on that and told myself to just kind of do the same thing I just did and win the next two sets.
Morgan getting some face time as well. So Team USA 3-0. They hadn't won an ATP Cup tie before. Now they get one over Canada, who on paper was favored. What impressed you the most, Taylor?
Honestly, I think it's the bands. That's what helped John. I mean, the little leg exercises and everything.
Warm-up routine.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, every time I see him, he's doing those bands. But honestly, these guys played so well. And once, like Paul said, once these guys got going, once they got the momentum, they did not let up. And that's something that happened. Sometimes when you haven't played matches in a couple of months, it's easy to take your foot off the gas because the emotional roller coaster can kind of take over sometimes. But they really did a great job of staying focused, staying disciplined, and just playing good, solid tennis.
So Taylor Fritz, he said after he dropped that first set, "I deserve to win the first set. I basically did everything but win it." As his coach, to see him come back and win it in three, what does that say to you?
Well, look, Taylor Fritz is not afraid of a fight, and he's not afraid to compete. He's won a lot of matches with adversity. Yesterday, I thought it was going to be even a bigger challenge. When you play someone that's 11 in the world, you have opportunities, and then it gets away from you in the first set. To be able to have enough self-confidence to come back, trust yourself, not panic, flush the emotion out, and get back to your game is a huge step for him. A lot of credit to Mike Russell saying all the right things. They've worked on all the right stuff. And Taylor now, after that big fall, remember, five top 15 wins in the fall, really starting to believe that he can win, and most importantly, thinks he can win like matches like that without playing great. And that's a big difference. And when you start to feel like that, you can come back from adversity.
Must have been a pretty good offseason with Anacone and Russell there, getting it going for Taylor
maybe
Fritz.
Maybe it was the meatballs.
Could have been, yeah. I shipped them over.
Elizabeth's meatballs.
I got to see if Elizabeth sounds good.
Yeah, that solves everything.
FedEx to Australia.
The U.S. takes on Germany. Group C is the group of death. Germany yesterday, though, played Great Britain. I mean, so many good players here. I mean, Sasha Zverev, Cam Nori, the former TCU star, looking for the biggest win of his career. He had a set point in this first set, Taylor.
I mean, there were some uncharacteristic misses from Cam Nori, but like I said, these early in the season matches, you're figuring stuff out, and Cam Nori needs matches, and this is not a good matchup for him for the first match of the season. But Alexander Zverev has been doing such a great job. Both of these guys ended the season so well, but Alexander Zverev is really starting to find his range between when to be aggressive and when he can be a little bit more defensive, and he's really unloading on his ground strokes, getting more depth. Not really worrying so much about making the ball, but really being aggressive and trying to take it to his opponents. And very easy and comfortable win for him.
So Zverev gets the win. Now Dan Evans got a singles win, so he would come down to doubles. And that means Evans teaming up with Jamie Murray to face Zverev, the Germans in the white, the Brits on the far court over there, Kevin Kravitz and Zverev, two single stars, Taylor, with two double specialists.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of these matchups where it's not very good because Zverev is not super comfortable at the net, and I think that was exposed. He wasn't really aware and sure of where to go, where to cover. They're kind of running into each other, but Jamie Murray is so great. I mean, he's number one for a reason, but the volleys like that, you can tell that Zverev just doesn't really play a lot of doubles. The typical doubles guys don't miss volleys like that, but great win for Great Britain, and I can't believe Jamie Murray is talking crap on the other side of the court, but I love to see it, and it just shows that energy and what this means to these guys.
Like you said, he's been number one in the world in doubles. He's like, listen, this is my court right here. The United States out in front, they win all three of their matches. They are taking on Germany tomorrow. Great Britain faces Canada tomorrow, the Canadians. Backs against the wall right now. I know you're a big
Evo guy. You're a big Dan Evans guy. He showed out yesterday.
I'll tell you what, he was played some impressive stuff, a little behind-the-back half volley there during the point, but he was pumped up afterwards, played a good singles match against Struff, and they deserve it. They played a better match all around.
Love to see the doubles matter, Taylor, as well.
Yeah, it always makes it so much more fun, and it makes it interesting. I mean, when it comes down to the wire, these guys know that they have to come with it, and that's what they did. And Team Great Britain just came with the goods. I mean, they were just too good. And I think that they exposed Alexander Zverev. They know that he's not particularly comfortable at the net. They didn't allow him to kind of rally and get into those points. And I think that's what you have to do when it comes to doubles. You have to take the rackets out of these singles guys' hands.
All right, we're coming with it. TC Live just getting started. Still to come, how about this? The biggest upset of the season. Rafa, he is a man of the people. We'll tell you about that. And Francis Tiafoe and Kwon Soon-Woo facing off. And it's not on a tennis court. You got to see it to believe it. Plus, how will the 2020 Aussie champ bounce back from her six-month hiatus and some team changes? We're keeping up with the Kennens. It's next on TC Live.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
From the United States, Sophia Kennan in Melbourne. Sophia Kennan is an American dream. Winning a major championship.
Well, the Australian Open, one of five titles Kennan won in 2020, got to a career high four in the world, but last year only made the quarterfinals twice, dropped out of the top 10, broke up with her father as a coach, and missed the second half of the season. Not exactly what she would like, but still number 12 in the world. Sophia Kennan, our tennis topic today. What will she do in the new year? 2022, hasn't played since Wimbledon, missed the US Open because of COVID, missed some time with an injury as well last year. How would you characterize the state of her game, her mindset entering the new season?
I mean, honestly, it's two words. I think one would be resolve and one is drama. I mean, it's kind of twofold where it's always something going on with Sophia Kennan and her coaching situation. But it's like one of those relationships where it's like a bad breakup and then it's good again, bad. So I think we've all had that before. But I mean, honestly, it's good to see her back with her dad because she's been with him forever. He knows her game. He's molded her game. He knows what makes her win. And you need someone like that in your corner. But she's had a lot of tests ever since winning the Australian Open in 2020. A lot of people started gunning for her and she played well, but the pressure has just kind of risen a lot and she just didn't really know how to handle it. So mentally, I think she needs to just erase all of that stuff and get back to the basics, really understanding what makes her win, which I think is honestly the great backhand, the drop shot, and just being able to outwork her opponent. So I'm looking forward to seeing Sonia back on the court and seeing kind of where her mind is and what the situation is looking like.
This is a place that brings her good vibes, Australia. I mean, that's where she won her major championship. How does she get back to that level?
Well, I think that's the that's a big question, right? And you know, when you have adversity as a player, probably in life too, two things happen. Either it breaks you or it makes you stronger. She's young. She's very, very competitive. We know how great she can play. Not only did she only play 21 matches last year, we forget about the appendectomy that she had as well after the Australian Open. She did get to the round of 16 at Roland Garros, but there was so much stuff going on for her. It's really difficult. So for Sophia Kennan, this year should be excitement, should be optimism, should be all about building blocks, because after last year, everything should be a positive. So I expect her to have a big year. The one question mark that I have is just her game in terms of ease playing well. What I mean by that is she doesn't have a huge weapon. She's got to work her backside off to win a lot of tennis matches. She doesn't get a lot of free points. That's why her mind is key. And if her mind is on and it's optimistic, I expect a very good year.
Mind is key. And also the physicality, having to gut out all of those long matches because she is getting all those balls back. We mentioned the breakup with the father, the coach, last year. Now they are back together. She announced that in November. Paul, as a coach, you know the dynamics, and it's even different when it comes to a father-daughter. How do they make this work?
Yeah, I mean, look, for me, the coaching part I get. I could tell you about the coaching part, but when you throw in the parenthood part with it, it is so complex. There is a very difficult spider web, but clearly they've had a lot of conversations, good, bad, and indifferent, and I think the time away from each other probably brought them a lot closer. Only time in 2022 will show us, but I think if they had good communication and understanding about what was and what went wrong in what was, they can make what is very good. They just have to set out the blueprint now, and I think that they've probably done that.
You spent some time with Sonia and her father, World Team Tennis, a couple of years ago. What did you observe as their dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because Sonia is such a competitive person. I mean, she's fiery, and she's that way to her dad as well. I mean, he takes a lot of punches on the sidelines. But, I mean, honestly, like I said, he knows her game inside and out. He's been there, and like she said, through thick and thin, good and bad, the best and the worst. So to have someone in your corner like that, that you trust 100%, is so important. I mean, in this game, we spend so much time with our coaches and your team. So you want to make sure that you have somebody that you trust, that you know has your back and makes you feel good, because it's not always about hitting tennis balls. It's in between the ears, like we talked about yesterday. If you have someone that can get your mind right, you can play great tennis.
All right. We shall see. Still ranked 12 in the world. What will 2022 bring for Sofia Kenin? We'll find out very soon. A lot still to come here on TC Live, including just how fast is Big Foe?
Uh-oh.
A showdown in Australia.
Uh-oh.
Welcome back to TC Live. When your captain's Mike Russell, you know you're going to be spending a lot of time in the gym. And Taylor, look, John Isner, once again, stretching it
out. Where's his band?
Where is his band? That's what I wanted.
Fritz? That's what I want to know. Where's Taylor Fritz?
He's just outside the frame. He's on the other side. He's actually pumping the iron.
Fritz is doing John's bands. That's what he is.
Pablo Carreño-Busta in action for Spain, coming up top of the hour, taking on Norway. Casper Ruud there as well. Can the Spaniards stay perfect in Sydney? Well, the defending champions are from Russia. Daniil Medvedev, the only member of that team, still here this year, undefeated in team matches last year. But Taylor, he has never beaten Hugo Humbert, and you said the Frenchman could be trouble.
I mean, we see some vintage Medvedev there, but I was so excited to see this match because Hugo Humbert, he just is so good, throwing in a little bit of return and charge, but he was throwing in some shots that kind of threw Medvedev off of his rhythm, a little off-pace volleys, but he really kind of executed well on his strategy, which was get Medvedev outside of the line and then hurt him to the other side. One of the things that really impressed me was Hugo Humbert's backhand and his ability to come forward and finish points off at the net. And he was so calm and composed in this third set breaker. It was all Hugo Humbert. He did not allow Medvedev getting treatment and the cramps to kind of deter him from what he was doing. But he stayed true to his game plan. He knew what he had to do, and he did it. And I'm very impressed with Hugo Humbert. And there's that backhand again. What a way to end the match. And I am one for one on this.
Yes, you are.
I'm so proud of myself.
44 winners. Medvedev had 44 unforced errors. So Medvedev loses, but Russia is still in it because the Russians have a Roman. Roman Safulin. He was like the top junior in the world. Medvedev said when they played in juniors, he was always scared. They'd meet in the finals, the semifinals. He's happy that they are on the same team, taking on Fabrice Martin and Edward Roger Vasselin.
And I was a little bit worried seeing how Medvedev was kind of struggling with his body in the singles, how he was going to recover, only having 15 minutes. But this is why Medvedev really enjoys these team competitions. He was so pumped up. I honestly don't think I've ever seen him show that much emotion, but they really just took the rackets out of the Frenchman's hands. They played them better. I think the French team just had a tough job really trying to figure out what to do with Medvedev. It's hard to disassociate with him being on the other side of the court.
That is dispiriting. You beat Medvedev and you still lose the tie. How about the home Aussies taking on Italy? That means Alex Di Minor looking for his fifth top 10 win against Matteo Berrettini. And you know the demon's coming out at home, Paul.
Yeah, there's that early break, and Demon loves the home cooking, folks. You're gonna see some passion and some emotion from this young man. He said he had a great offseason, got through his issues with COVID, and he's in the best shape of his life. look at the passion and look at the tenacity. This kid is so fast and he is so good in the right situation. Using Berrettini's power against him, takes the pace and redirects, able to use variety, just played a better match. He was more solid and a straight set win. You think he's pumped, Steve, or not?
Just a skosh. He said that the court brings out the best in me. No place like playing at home in front of a packed crowd. So Alex de Minaur gets the win against the world number 7, John Peers, Luke Saville. They completed the Aussie turnaround as Australia 1-0, Russia 1-0. Australia's gonna face the defending champs on Tuesday, while Italy will take on France. Time now to enter the social net here on TC Live. And this is a good one, because we've got Rafa Nadal, Taylor. This is like when Paul's at the gym and everybody just comes up to him.
This is a nightmare.
Looking for autographs. Looking for selfies.
How many times are we going to catch Paul with no shirt, jacket unzipped?
That's how he rolls.
I mean,
that's how I show up at work, just like this. Just a, you know,
the meatball six pack.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I mean, he's so nice. He's such a nice guy. But honestly, after a while, he's probably like, okay, guys, like, let me cool down.
Right? I don't know. Very, very kind of Rafa to take all these selfies when he's doing his thing, working out on the bike in the gym.
People excited to see him. I can't blame him.
Exactly.
This is what Taylor was doing this morning, getting the fitness in, the suicides on the court. Big foe racing Kwon Soon Woo.
Hey, they can't slide until you got to get the foot around the line. Come on, guys. But
they
Francis
cheated on
needs
a
to,
couple, right?
Yeah, but Francis got to work on his first step. Come on, man. No, he's quicker than that on the court. But, I mean, Song Woo is just really kind of making him look bad, honestly. A little trek backwards. Like, come on, dude, this is too easy. But, hey, vintage Francis not having a shirt on, doing suicides, do we expect anything more?
Exactly, it works. Well, Arias Anacone did this at Balotelli back in the day. Arias was the biggest cheater ever doing suicides.
He probably stopped at the singles line.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever gets the first start, like the head start in these, always wins. Definitely. Like that's what happens. By the way, Kwon with the low-key swag. I didn't know he rolled like that.
I didn't either, but hey, he made Francis look kind of bad.
He did. So,
guys, got some power, huh?
Yeah, so Francis needs to, come on, man. Let's get it going. Let's get those fast twitch muscles.
Rematch.
Big foe, slow feet. Come on, foe. Got to bring it. We got the ATP Cup coming up, top of the hour. We got the ladies in action. Ooh. Adelaide, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The Encore takes you all the way up to TC Live. Taylor, Paul, and me, back here tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Eastern. Townsend, Anacone, Weissman back to wrap up TC Live. Take a look at the big matches we had in Sydney and Adelaide. Beautiful pictures. The Opera House there on the water in Sydney. Roberto Bautista Agut, Casper Ruud, Ila Tomjanovic, Heather Watson, Elena Rybakina in action, Tsitsipas, Schwartzman, Leyla Fernandez, the U.S. Open runner-up, the Canadian Press Female Athlete of the Year, taking on the Russian Alexandrova. So, a lot of good matches to talk about today. Let's start with what is scheduled to be Tsitsipas and Schwartzman. Do you think, Paul, that Stefanos Tsitsipas, who pulled out of day one singles match, play doubles, is going to go out on the court and play Diego?
No.
You don't? Okay.
I didn't. I mean, look, I wouldn't want to do that if I were him, and he was a little bit iffy. And we saw the other day that he didn't want to go out on the court. Schwartzman's going to make you hit a million balls. It's going to be a grinding match. If he goes out there, that's a great sign. That's a really good sign. But if there's any doubt at all, that I would not want to be the first singles match I played after elbow surgery.
He said in 7 days, the elbow is going to be near 100%. So maybe he wants to test it. Certainly hope we see that match one-to-one, head-to-head. Leyla Fernandez, breakout season last year.
Watch her.
The Canadian queen. But it's a tough matchup against a player that's been ranked very high in Alexandrova.
What do you expect to see from Leila Fernandez?
I mean, I'm excited to watch her play and see what changes and kind of what she's added to her game. And I think the U.S. Open was just a little tidbit of what she's able to do. And she's so feisty. She's such a great competitor for being so young. And it was just so great to watch. But we haven't really seen much of Leila Fernandez post-U.S. Open. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. But I'm honestly not worried. Alexandrova hits very hard and flat through the court. But I think Leila Fernandez's leftiness, her being able to maneuver the ball around the court, and how well she moves, I think she's going to give Alexandrova some fits.
What we have seen from Leila Fernandez is those workout stuff that she puts on Instagram. I mean,
she's going to be ready.
She's been working out very hard. Casper Ruud is taking on Roberto Bautista Agut. The Spaniard won the only time they played, but that was back in 2018. Does Casper Ruud win today?
This is going to be a lot of fun. This is a great barometer for both of these guys to see where they are. It's such a great barometer that Panda in the control room,
Ian Dunn, Panda, yeah, our fearless
Jason
leader.
And Goodall, they're putting together all kinds of crazy stuff, keys to matches and maybe video. I can't wait to get in the booth and see what Jason and Panda have whipped up.
Your keys to the match?
Well, you know, it's a team effort, Steve. There's no I in team.
Takes two to tango.
Wait, there's no E in no I in team.
There is no I in team.
Get ready, Panda. We're doing this. Jason, get ready. This is going to be a great match. See how I avoided saying who's going to win?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
how you do it. Didn't put myself out on the list. RBA is winning this match.
Taylor, you get a little time off right now, but then you'll be back later tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun with the people. It's been fun with you guys.
You know what? We're going to do it again tomorrow. It's been so fun.
Let's go.
Coming up next, Jason in the booth with Pablo Carreño Busta, Spain, Norway, match one.